Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Vav, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Hei Amid Beis, Elo Itzterach. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feiga Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. So we're continuing in the sugya of Asei Doicha Lois Asei in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos. We're in the midst of a digression, and it's just worth regrouping for a moment so that we can immediately segue back into the cheshbon of the daf. So the first sugya and the first halacha of Masechtas Yevamos states that if an erva falls liyibum, there's no mitzvahs yibum, there's no mitzvahs chalitza. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought a braisa that said the makar to this halach is a pasuk. It says aleh in the mitzvah of yibum, yavama yavay aleh. It says aleh by the erva of achis isha, and we learn that the iser achis isha would be true even b'makam yibum, meaning there is no mitzvahs yibum b'makam erva. And the Gemara asked the kasha. It sounds like, had we not had a drasha, had we not had a pasuk, had we not had aleha aleha, we would have thought that if there's a face-off between yibum and isurei arayas, there would be a mitzvah of yibum. It's only adank the drasha that we say that there's no yibum b'makom erva. But without a pasuk, you would think there is pashit, because we would say that the asay of yibum is doicha the lois asay of arayas. But the Gemara asked the kasha, it's true asay is doicha lois asay. But the whole makar that asay is doicha lois asay is the fact that kalayim is doicha tzitz, that tzitzis is doicha kalayim. Kalayim is an ordinary lois asay. It says in the Torah lois sol b'shanes. So we have a makar that an asay can be doicha an ordinary lois asay. But mehecha tesi, an asay should be able to be doicha a lois asay sheyeh. And being that for someone that violates one of the Isurei Arayas, the punishment is karas, that means the lois asei is a more chamor lois asei. We have no makar that an asei could be doicha such a lois asei. So freak the Gemara, why do I need a pasuk aleo aleo to tell me that there's no yibum b'makom erva? It's pashit there's no yibum b'makom erva. Because Isurei Erva is a lois asei sheyesh by karas, yibum is an asei. And although asei is doicha lois asei, but ein asei doicha lois asei sheyesh b'ikaris. So the Gemara's exercise that we're in the middle of right now is trying to find a makar that maybe asei really is doicha lois asei sheyesh b'ikaris. And if we can find such a makar, that would explain why we need a pasuk of aleo aleo to tell me that yibum's not doicha the isurei arayis, because without a pasuk, we would assume that asei is doicha lois asei sheyesh b'ikar. So the Gemara at the end of Daf Hei Amud Beis made 3 attempts to try to prove this idea that maybe an asei is doicha lois asei sheyesh b'ikar. The first was from the fact that milas doicha Shabbos. We do bris mila on Shabbos. Milas a mitzvah asei. Shabbos is a lois asei sheyesh b'ikaris, yet the mitzvah of mila is doicha Shabbos. So that should be maybe the makar that asei is doicha lois asei sheyesh b'ikaris. The Gemara said no. Why? Because although it's true mila is an asei and Shabbos is a lois asei sheyesh b'ikaris, but mila is not an ordinary asei. Mila is an asei shenichrasu aleh yud gimel brisos, and it's for that reason you can't learn anything from mila. Then the Gemara said maybe we can learn it from the fact that the Karban Pesach was also doicha Shabbos. Karban Pesach is an asei. It's the 5th mitzvah say in the Torah, according to the count of the Chinuch. Shabbos, again, is a lois asei sheyesh b'ikaris. So if Pesach is doicha Shabbos, so maybe that's a makar that asei is doicha lois asei sheyesh b'ikaris. Mar says you can't prove anything from Pesach either, because Pesach is unique in the sense shekein karis. If someone violates the carbon Pesach, he's chayv karis, which is a tremendous anomaly in the world of mitzvahs asei. So it's not a raya that an ordinary asei would be doicha lois asei sheyesh b'ikaris. Then the Gemara said, maybe we can learn it from the Karban Talmud. The Karban Talmud was born on Shabbos. The Karban Talmud, at the end of the day, was a mitzvah saseh. Shabbos is a lois saseh sheyesh b'ikaris. So maybe we can prove from there that saseh is doicha lois saseh sheyesh b'ikaris. The Gemara said, you can't learn from the Karban Talmud either, because the Karban Talmud was Talmud. It was brought midim kesidron. It was tader, and that's a milo in the asay. And maybe that's why it's doicha lois asay sheish by karas. But maybe an ordinary asay is not. Then the Gemara said maybe I could learn it from a tzad hashava. The Gemara knocked that out as well. So where we are right now is we're trying to find a makar that asay is doicha lois asay sheish by karas. If we do that, then we're going to be tzefriden, because then we would understand why we needed aleh to tell me that the asay of yibum is not doicha the lois asay of arai. Says the Gemara, elitz derech. 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Yomid Beis. Maybe the reason we had to come on to Aleha, and maybe the Makar that Asay is ordinarily Doicha Lois Asay Sheyesh Beikaris, is from Solgadai Dachamin. I would have thought, tasting me Kibbut Ave. We can learn it from the mitzvah of Kibbut Ave. So what do you see in Kibbut Ave that an Asay is Doicha Lois Asay Sheyesh Beikaris? The Tanya, it's based on the following price. Yochel Yehe Kibbut Ave Doicha Shabbos. I would have thought that Kibbut Ave should be doicha Shabbos. Talmud Lomer says in the pasuk, "Ish imoy va'aviv tiro, ve'es shabsoisai tishmoiru." And the punchline is the end of the pasuk, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." And we learn from there that kulchem chayovim bechvoidi, meaning if there's a face-off between ish imoy va'aviv tiro and shabsoisai tishmoiru, and as the Gemara is about to explain, meaning if your father or your mother tell you to be mechal Shabbos, what should you do? Should you listen to your parents, ish imay v'aviv tiro, or should you keep Shabbos? Vest shabsoisai tishmoiru. And the teretz is ani Hashem Elokeichem, that you're supposed to listen to Hashem and not listen to your parents. So we learn from a pasuk that if your father or mother tell you to be mechal Shabbos, don't listen to your father or mother, rather keep Shabbos. So here's the Makariah. Says the Gemara, my love, it's not clear from the Braisa what exactly the Chil Shabbos was that your parents told you to do. But presumably, it was a regular Chil Shabbos. They told you to violate one of the Lama Tes Malachas. For example, the Amar Leh, Shchait Li, Shecht for me, which is one of the Lama Tes Malachas, Basheli, cook for me, which is one of the Lama Tes Malachas, and still you need a pasuk to tell me, don't listen to your father or mother. But time in the cause of Rachmana, Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, and it's only because the Torah said, Veshabsoisai Tishmoiru, Ani Hashem Lekechem, that we know you're not supposed to listen. But had there not been a pasuk Tachi, you would have thought that the Asay of Kibbut Aveim is Doicha, the Lois Asay of Shabbos. Ay, the Asay of Kibbut Aveim is an Asay, and Shabbos is a Lois Asay, Sheyesh Baikaris. So you see, Luchura, that Asay is Doicha Lois Asay Sheyesh by Karas. Again, why? Because if Asay is not Doicha Lois Asay Sheyesh by Karas, why do I need a Braisa and a Drasha to tell me that if your father tells you, be Mechal Shabbos, you're not supposed to listen? Of course I'm not supposed to listen. My obligation to listen to my father is an Asay. To keep Shabbos is a lois asay sheyesh by karis. Ve'in asay doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis. Elamai asay really is doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis. So the Gemara says maybe this is the makar, and that's why I need a leo to tell me that asay of yibum is not doicha to lois asay of arise. But the Gemara says lie. No, maybe that's not what the Brisa is talking about. Maybe the Brisa that says that we need a pasuk to tell me that if your father would tell you to be mechal Shabbos, you're not supposed to listen, is not discussing what your father told you to be mechal Shabbos in the regular lamites malacha sense. Rather, lav de mechal. It's talking about where your father told you to be Mechal Shabbos, where if you would be Mechal Shabbos, you wouldn't be Chayiv Karis, all it would be a Lois Asay. What's an example of that? So the Gemara gives the one example, which is Lav the Mechamer. So we know that just like a person is not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos, his animals are not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos either. It's what's known as Shvisas Behemo. Now, the idea that a person's animals have to rest on Shabbos is an Isser Asay. There's an assay that states that just like you're obligated to rest, your animals are obligated to rest as well. Stating that if a person would do melacha with his animal on Shabbos, so then the Isser Shvisas Behema would be upgraded from an assay into a lois assay. A person that does melacha tzamin mitzayin behema on Shabbos violated the lav of mechamer. So the lav of mechamer is a general category of an animal that's doing melacha, but that the baal ha-animal, the owner of the animal, is doing melacha together with it. The chiddush of the lav of mechamer is that it's an ordinary lois asay, and in contrast to Chil Shabbos, where there's a karis and a misas bezdin and a chatas, when it comes to the lav of mechamer, that's not going to be the case. But the point is it's possible for a person to be mechal Shabbos, and it's not going to be a lav sheyesh by karis. So says the Gemara, maybe that's what the Braisa is talking about. Avada gevist. If a person's father would tell him, go be mechal Shabbos, of course you don't listen. And you don't have to come onto a pasuk of ish imay v'aviv tiro v'ashab soisai tishmoiru, and yeah, shamalakechem to teach it to me, because it's obvious. Ein asay tekibet av'eim doicha lois. You know why we need a braisa? You know why we need a pasuk? For a case where the father would tell the son to be mechalul Shabbos, where it is not a loisa seishiyesh by karis. He would say, do lav the mechaber. Lav the mechaber is an ordinary loisa se. So there you would have thought, say ase doicha loisa se. Kamash b'lan, ani Hashem aleikechem. The smichos between the mitzvah of yiras avaim and the mitzvah of Shabbos teaches me that over here it's different. Ani Hashem aleikechem. You're not supposed to listen to your parents. Says the Gemara, okay, so if you tell me that the braisa is discussing lav the mechaber, now I have another problem. Why? Because afilu hachi leidachi. What did the braisa say? If your father tells you to do lav de mechamer, the way we understand it now, don't listen. Really? We know asay is doicha lois asay. We learn it from the smichas between leisel b'shatnes and gedilim tasalach. Why don't we learn from ish imay vav of tiro that shabsoisai tishmeru ani Hashem alekechem that asay should not be doicha lois asay? Meaning, I got it. It has nothing to do with aleha. It has nothing to do with asay being doicha lois asay sheish by karas, because the price is not talking about a Shabbos that has a karas. Okay, then it's talking about a regular lois asay. If it's talking about a regular lois asay, I have a whole nother problem. So let's prove from this drasha that asay is not doicha lois asay. From the smichos of kelayim betzitzes, I learned asay is doicha lois asay. Well, now from the smichos of Shabbos and kibbut avayim, I should learn that asay is not doicha lois asay. The Gemara Sefachitim, maybe you'll tell me shani lavi de Shabbos de chamiri. No. You can't learn from Shabbos that Aseh is not Doicha Lois Aseh. You know why? Because all you see is that Aseh is not Doicha the Lav of Shabbos. The Lav of Shabbos is a very, very Chomer Lav. Rashi says, why is it so Chomer? So he sends us to Erev and Daf Samech Tes, where we have related raid bites, where the Gemara says that a Mechalel Shabbos is Ka'oived Avoidas Kechomer. That if someone's Mechalel Shabbos, he has a din of an Oived Avoidas Zar. Now, it's only true if someone's Mechalel Shabbos, but for Hesio, and this is already a tremendous, tremendous discussion in the Poiskim, but the point is, you see the concept, there's an idea that if someone's Mechalel Shabbos, it's Ka'oived Avoidas Kechomer, which tells you that the whole idea of Shabbos is very, very Chomer. So, to tell me that from the fact that kibbut avayim is not doicha Shabbos, that's a raya, say is not doicha lois asay, that already I wouldn't do. Because I would say, maybe it's only the lav of Shabbos that's like that. But the Gemara says it's not true, because batona ba'al makoy v'leika parich, it's not the case. Now I know that, because as we're about to see, the Tana, in another braisa, actually shteltsu this braisa of ish imay v'aviv tiro v'ashab soisai tishmoiru to another lav, a lav that has nothing to do with Shabbos. So you see that even though Shabbos is true, is unique, and as far as lavin go, Mechal Shabbos is Ka'ivet Avedes Kechavim, but it doesn't mean that if you find the halach in Hilchah Shabbos, you can't shtel it to other areas in halacha. Because in fact, as we're about to see, the Tana did that. The Tanya learned to the Braisa, Yachal Amalei Aviv Hitame. You would think that if a father tells his son, who was a Kayin, be mitama, I want you to go into a Beis HaKfaris. Told him to do something for him, but doing that thing would require him to enter a Beis HaKfaris. It would not require him to be mitama. So you would think you should listen. Oy Shamalei Al Tachzer. Or let's say a person finds an Aveda, he has a mitzvah. So what if the person's father tells him, don't return the Aved? Yochli, Yishmael, you would think you should listen. Tamalim, it says, Ish imayv aviv tiro, v'ashasoysay tishmoy rani Hashem alekechem, kulchen chayavim b'chvoidi. We learn from this pasuk that you're not supposed to listen. Now, if you're going to tell me that this pasuk is only talking about Shabbos, and Shabbos is unique, so how are we shtelling it to the Issa for a coin to be metamet to a meis? How are we shtelling it to the love of loisucha l'salem, and the mitzvah saseh of Hashavas Avedo, all the halachas of Eilam Metzias? Bal karkoch, what do you see? It's mucha that the fact that the Torah told us the drasha by Shabbos doesn't make it exclusive to Shabbos. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is that if you're going to tell me that the pasuk's talking about lav de mechamer, and that's why we needed a pasuk to tell me don't listen to your father, because without a pasuk, I would think I say doicha lois asay, you should listen to him. So then what we should say is that the maskana of the drasha is that you're not supposed to listen to your father, and maybe that should be a makar that asay is not doicha lois asay. So why do we learn from the smichos between loisil bashatnes and gdilim tasalach that asay is doicha lois asay? Maybe we should learn from the smichos of ish imay v'aviv tiro ve'eshnab soisai tishmoiru that asay is really not doicha lois asay. So just to stop for 1 second and recap what we just did, because it's important. The Gemara is about to answer the question. It's going to be in one line, but we have to chazer over the kasha. So we have a braisa. The braisa says, "Ish imayv aviv tiro ve'eshapsoisay tishmayru ani Hashem alekeichem." That's the pasuk. Chazal learned from here that if your father tells you to be mechal Shabbos, you would have thought you should listen. Talmud loymer from the smichos of this drasha, from the fact that the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem alekeichem," you'd listen to me. You don't listen to your father. That you're not supposed to listen. And really, what emerged from the cheshbon of the beginning of the daf is that there's really two ways you can understand the braisa. You can understand that the Bryce is discussing a case where a father told the son, be mechal Shabbos in the Lamites Malacha sense, where it's Eloisa say sheyesh baikaris. And still we need a pasuk to say that you shouldn't listen to your father. If that's the case, the Gemara says, this would be a makar, that asay is doichel lois asay sheyesh baikaris. Because if asay is not doichel lois asay sheyesh baikaris, you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that you shouldn't listen to your father. It'd be obvious you don't listen to your father. Because what's the shayla? Your father told you to be mechal Shabbos. Listening to your father is an asay. Being mechal Shabbos is a lois asay sheyesh baikaris. Then asay doichel lois asay sheyesh baikaris. This would be a makar that asay is doicha loisa say sheyesh baikaris. That's one way to learn the Braisa. Another way to learn the Braisa is that the Braisa is not talking about a father who told his son to be mechal Shabbos in the Lamites Malacha sense, but rather it's talking about where he told him to do lav de mechamer. If he told him to do lav de mechamer, all he's telling him to do is to do a loisa say. That's why you would have thought that you should listen to your father, because I say is doicha loisa say. Kamash malon de pasuk, you don't listen to your father. The Gemara is saying, if that's the way you learn the Braisa, then l'chura we should prove that asay is never doicha loisa say. Because if at the end of the day, you're not supposed to listen to your father, so that means at the end of the day, maybe Aseh is not Doicheloi Aseh. So why do we learn from Kalayim B'tzitzis Aseh is Doicheloi Aseh? Maybe learn from this drasha that Aseh is not Doicheloi Aseh. Which means you have a choice. You can learn that the Braisa is talking about where the father told the son to be Mechal Shabbos Lamites Malachas. You can learn it's talking about where the father told the son to do Lavda Mechaber. Either way, you're going to walk away with a major chiddush. If you learn the Braisa is talking about where the father told the son to be Mechal Shabbos, the chiddush is going to be Aseh is Doicheloi Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris. What's the makar from the havamina, from the fact that you need a pasuk? If you learn that it's talking about lav de mechamer, then the chiddush is going to be that asay is not doicheloi asay. What's the makar from the maskana of the drasha, from the fact that at the end of the day, the Torah is telling you, you shouldn't listen to your father. So the problem is that either way you go, we're really walking away with a very, very big chiddush. So the Gemara says, how are you supposed to learn this braisa? So the Gemara says that la'oilam, Mishum de ikol mifrach mala hanoch shekein hechsher mitzvah. So the Gemara's maskana, the Gemara's resolution of the way you're supposed to learn this braisa is a little bit unclear, and there's a major machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos how to learn the Gemara. In fact, Rashi learns one way, Tosfos learns 180 degrees differently from the way Rashi learns. We're going to learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns it, and that is la'olam. The braisa is talking about where the father told the son to be mechal Shabbos in the lamites malacha sense. If that's the case, should we bring a raya from here that asay is doicha lois asay sheyesh baikaris, which by the way is not a bad thing, it's a good thing, it's going to be very helpful for the sugya, because that's really what the Gemara is trying to figure out. If the Gemara has a makar that asay is doicha lois asay sheyesh baikaris, then it understands why we needed Olel to tell me that Yibam is not doicha the Suri Arais. But the Gemara says no. You know why? Mishnah shekein hechsher mitzvah. And what that means is, the way Rashi explains, which is a chiddush, because Rashi is going to explain the word hechsher mitzvah very different than the way the words Hechsher Mitzvah are applied in other areas in Shas, and that is that you can't shtel zu Yibum to an ordinary mitzvah. And the reason you can't shtel zu Yibum to an ordinary mitzvah is because Yibum, there's always another option. The other option is you could always do chalitza. So la'olam, it's true, you can prove from here that I say is doicha lois asay sheyesh baikaris. Because if I say it was not doicha lois asay sheyesh baikaris, then why would I need a pasuk to tell me don't listen to your father? So, okay, gevaldik, so that just helped us. That we just solved our riddle. We figured out the sugya. Now you need a lav. The verse says, no, it doesn't help you for our sugya. Because our sugya is not a regular asay. Our sugya, you want yibum to be doicha? Yibum is a bia. So that should be doicha, the isure bia of arayis, to chalitza. Chalitza is not a bia, and then you won't have a problem. And like this, you won't have to be over any isurim. So being that Yibum is different than an ordinary mitzvah, that's why at the end of the day, you can't learn anything from the fact that you see asay is doicha lois asay sheyesh beikaris from ish imoy v'aviv tiro ve'es shapsoisai tishmoyru, which brings us back to where we started, and that is, what is the makar that asay is doicha lois asay sheyesh beikaris, for which I need a leah to tell me that the assay of Yibum is not going to be doicho the loisa assay of Arai. Says the Gemara, Elbo, Solkotai Techamina, I would have thought maybe you should learn it from somewhere else. Tasty, Mibinya Beis HaMikdash. Maybe you should learn it from the mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. Tanya Berlin to the Brisa, Yochli, Ibinya Beis HaMikdash, Doicha Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. What's the Makar? That's the makar. It's a mitzvah's asset to build a Beis HaMikdash. So you would think that the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is even Doicha Shabbos Tamalim. It says, Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru, Umikdashai Tiro, very similar pasuk, Ani Hashem. Same exact drasha. Kulchem Chayavim Bechvoidi. The Torah put together Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru, the mitzvah of Shabbos, Umikdashai Tiro, the mitzvah of Mikdash, to tell me that if there's a face off between the two, Ani Hashem, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to keep Shabbos. You're not supposed to build a Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara, it's going to be literally a repeat of the previous Gemara. My lab, the boy of a soyser. So I need a pasuk to tell me that binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha Shabbos. What kind of binyan beis hamikdash? Probably, you're building the beis hamikdash. You're being boina. You're being soyser al manas livnois. The time of the kasev rachmona shab soyser tishmeiru. And yet we needed a pasuk to tell me that it's not doicha Shabbos. Hold on, without a pasuk, I would have thought dachi. So what do you see from here? That without a pasuk, you would think that the say of asuli mikdash v'shachamti besoichem would be doicha this or Shabbos. I've asuli mikdash v'shachamti besoichem. At the end of the day, is only an aseh. And Shabbos is a lois aseh sheyesh by karis. So you see that aseh is doicha lois aseh sheyesh by karis. How do I see it? Because I need a drasha to tell me that it's not doicha. The Gemara says, loy. Lav de mechamer. Maybe it's talking about where someone needed to do a lav de mechamer in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what you would have thought that would have been doicha, because the aseh of a asuli mikdash v'shachanti besoichem could be doicha, the lava mechamer, because that's a regular aseh doicha lois aseh. So for that, I need a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk for boina v'soicer, because that's a lois aseh sheyesh by kars. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, v'afilu hachi leidachi. So at the end of the day, v'ashtate in the pasuk, that the aseh of a asuli mikdash is not doicha lava mechamer. V'elo, the kamen l'asay aseh v'doicha lois aseh. We know aseh is doicha lois aseh. The gomer mihacha leidachi. Let's learn from here that it's not doicha. V'chitem, you'll tell me shani lava de Shabbos lechamiri. You tell me maybe the lava of Shabbos is more chomer. So just because I know aseh is not doicha lois aseh of Shabbos, like lav de mechamer, that's not necessarily a proof that aseh can never be doicha lois aseh, because v'tana ba'al mekoy v'loi parich, because you see the Tana shteltsu this halacha to different lav, and he didn't make that pirich, he didn't ask this kasha that maybe there's a distinction between lav de Shabbos and other lav. The Tana we learned to the right, so yochal amalei, you would think that if your father tells you, amalei of, if he tami, father tells the son that's going to be metama. Or your father tells you don't return avet. Yochli yishamalai. You would think you should listen. So you see clearly that we learn from the fact that the say of kibud of aim is not doicha Shabbos. So too, it's not doicha other lavin. Aye, why don't we say shani lavin the Shabbos to chamir? You see, the Tana didn't hold that way. So again, man of shach. What's this pasuk talking about? Eshab soisai tishmaru mikdashai tiro kulchem chayavim bechvaidi. If it's talking about we're bain of a soiser, we need a pasuk to tell me that the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash is not doicha chil Shabbos. Oh, so that's a raya that I say is doicha lois, I say sheyech bekars. Elamai, you want to be doicha, and you want to tell me it's talking about lav de mechamer, if it's talking about lav de mechamer, and still the Torah says it's not doicha, so then we should prove from here that I say is not doicha lois, I say the Gemara says, Ela, no. Loilam, it's talking about, again, we learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara, not the way Tosfos learns the Gemara. That loilam, it's talking about we're boyin of a soyser. Aye, if that's the case, so that should be a raya that I say is doicha lois, I say sheyesh by karis. And if that's the case, oh, gevaldik, we solved our big problem in the sugya. Now we understand why you need a lav. The Gemara says no, because mishum deikel mifrach malahanoch shekain hechsher mitzvah. That's a hechsher mitzvah, and because that's a hechsher mitzvah, it's over there that the asay can be doicha the lois asay sheish bekaris. Again, what does it mean hechsher mitzvah? The Rashi explains that's the only way to do the mitzvah, and because that's the only way to do the mitzvah, so over there you're right. Enochanami, there would have been a havamina that asay should be doicha the lois asay sheish bekaris, and that's why I need a pasuk. But that's not a tushtal to yibum, because by yibum you don't have to do the yibum. By yibum you could always do the chalitza. So the Gemara says, mitzvah typically mehasam. Why do I need this drasha for? Right, Geshmak Akasha. We just learned two Gemaras. We went through the first one a little more thoroughly. The second one we went through a little bit more quickly, because really it's in Cheshbon, it's the same exact thing. But if you think about it, it's two drashas that are really saying the same thing. The first drasha was Ish imay v'aviv tiro v'ashab soyisai tishmayru ani Hashem alekeichem. What does it teach me? That if your father and mother tell you to be Mechal Shabbos, you don't listen. Ani Hashem Lekeichem. The second Joshua was, Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru Umikdashai Tiro, Ani Hashem. If there's a question of building the Beis HaMikdash or Shabbos, Ani Hashem Shabbos. In both cases. One case it's Kibbutz Aveim or Yiras Aveim. The other one it's building the Beis HaMikdash. Same difference. And I say, versus Shabbos. Ani Hashem, yo, we're supposed to do Shabbos. The Maskana, the Gemara said that both Brises and both Drashas are talking about we're dealing with a real bona fide Chil Shabbos, and there would have been a Havamina that Taseh should be Doicha, the Lois Taseh Sheyesh by Karis. Kamash Milan, it's not. Oh, is that a raya that by Yibum Asay is Doicha Lois Asay Sheyesh by Karis? No, it's not a raya, because those are Heksha Mitzvah. Over there, the Mitzvah, that's the only way to do the Mitzvah. Your father tells you from Chal Shabbos, no other way to do it. You have to listen to him. You have to do what he asked you to do based on the Mitzvah. Building the Beis HaMikdash, you have to build the Beis HaMikdash. Yibu, you could always do Chalitza. There's always a way out. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, what do I need two drushes for? Meaning, Hechsha Mitzvah, Tepik Lemi Hasam. Anything I know from the second drush, as Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, Mikdashai Tiro, I know from the first drush, Ish Imaiv Aviv Tiro, Beshabsoisai Tishmoiru. What do I need? Two. So the Gemara says, a great answer. Enachinami, you're right. Taka don't need two. So if I don't need two, so why do I have to? Well, so the second drasha is a mistake. Second drasha is really coming to teach me something else. What's it coming to teach me? A different price. You would think Yisiori Adam in Mikdash. It says in the Torah, Mikdash Aitiro. Right? How do you teach the words? You should fear the Beis HaMikdash. You would think you should literally fear the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi doesn't explain what this means, but the Tab Tosfos on Amud Beis says there would have been a Havamina that a person's supposed to worship the Beis HaMikdash. That's a very interesting Havamina. But there would have been such a Havamina. You should literally worship, in the deity sense, the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Loimar, Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru, the Es Mikdash Aitiro. Nemr Shmira B'Shabbos, V'nemr Moira B'Mikdash. It says Shmira by Shabbos, and it says Moira B'Mikdash. Ma Shmira B'Shabbos. When it says Shmira B'Shabbos, Loi Mi Shabbos Atem Esyaret. It doesn't mean Shabbos is some Getlech Ezach. Rather, Elomi Misha Hizer Ala Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos is really fearing our Creator who commanded us to keep Shabbos. Af Moira Hamura B'Mikdash. So too, when it says Moira by the Mikdash, Lo Mi Mikdash At Mesiare, it doesn't mean literally you should be worshiping the Beis HaMikdash. Elo Mi Misha Israel HaMikdash. Rather, it means you're supposed to fear and worship the one that commanded us, the Mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ezo Hi Moira Mikdash. Okay, so we're talking about having Moira from the Beis HaMikdash. What does it even mean? Lo Yikonis Adam HaRabayis B'Makoloi. Halachas that we know. Person is not allowed to go on the HaRabayis holding his cane, B'Menaloi, his shoes, B'Pundasa, his money belt, U'Ba'avak Shal Gabe Raglov, and even with dirt on his feet. He's supposed to clean it off. Lo Yasenu Kapendario. You're not supposed to make the HaRabayis into a shortcut. U'Rekika Mikal V'Chem. Certainly you're not allowed to spit. Eilu El B'Zman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. You would know all these things when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, there's a Beis HaMikdash once upon a time. You're going to go on the HaRabayis. Oh, but Bismach in Beis HaMikdash came in. How about when there's no Beis HaMikdash? What about then? Are all these halachas applicable? Talmud Loimar, Eshep Soisai Tishmoiru, U'Mikdashai Tiro. Yes, Mash Shmira Hamura B'Shabbos Lo'ilam. Just like the mitzvah of Shmira B'Shabbos is Lo'ilam, it's something that's forever and ever and ever. Af Moira Hamura B'Mikdash Lo'ilam, so too Moira B'Mikdash is true Lo'ilam, so that even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, but the Chiyuv Moira of the Beis HaMikdash is something that's always going to apply. In other words, the Pasuk that says Veshabsoisai Tishmoiru U'Mikdashai Tiro, the smichos between Shabbos and Mikdash is taken not coming to teach me any halachas in the world of Tchiya. Whole different halacha. It's coming to teach me that there's a connection between Meira Mikdash and Shmira Shabbos, which teaches me very fundamental laws in the world of Meira Mikdash. First of all, it defines what Meira Mikdash even means. What does it mean? You should literally worship the Beis HaMikdash? No, it's not what it means. It means me. Misha Hizer ala Mikdash, you're supposed to have Moira. You're supposed to have Yira from the one that commanded and said that you have to be careful from the Beis HaMikdash. That's the first thing. Second thing we learn is that just like Shabbos is forever, so to Moira Mikdash is something that's going to be forever as well. But returning to the big picture, and that is, we still don't have a Makar that Asay is Doicha, Lois Asay, Sheyesh by Karis, that would explain why we need Aleo to tell me that the Asay of Yibum is not doicha the Isurei Arayas, says the Gemara, continuing along, Elo, Solkatai Techamina, I would have thought, tasty me Havar. Maybe we should learn it from the Lav in the Torah of Havar. So just a tiny introduction to this next part of the Gemara. It says in the Torah, Lo Sivaru Esh, Bechol Moish Veisecha V'yem HaShabbos. A person is not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. It's a pasuk in the Torah, the beginning of Parashas Vayakel, Lo Sivaru Esh, Bechol Moish Veisecha V'yem HaShabbos. And the Tanam struggled to understand why this pasuk was ever written. And the reason is because the Lamed Tes Melachos are not written anywhere in the Torah. We know the Lamedtes Melachos from the fact that the Torah juxtaposed Shabbos with Mishkan, and we learn from there that anything that was considered a Melacha Chashuv in the Mishkan is also considered a Melacha on Shabbos. But the Torah never went through all the different Melachas. You can go through the Torah from one side to the other. There's no mention of Bayer anywhere. Right, you have no mention of all the different Lamedtes Melachas. Yet, the Torah singled out one. And the question is why, and it was a big machloikis tanoim. Rabbi Yossi said that the reason the Torah didn't mention the reason the Torah mentioned is because really Havara, the lav of lighting a fire, is different than all the other Lamedtes Melachos. All the Lamedtes Melachos, if someone does it bemazed with Edom and Asra, he's chayiv Mises Bezdin. If he does it bemazed without Edom or Asra, he's chayiv Karis. If he does it beshoigig, he's chayiv Chatos. Meaning, it's loisase sheyesh by Karis, as opposed to loisavaruesh b'chomosh v'seichem yehem HaShabbos, that's an ordinary lav. So the reason the Torah singled it out is l'lav yotzes. Rav Nosson said a different reason. He said l'chalik yotzes. The reason the Torah singled it out is because the Torah wanted us to know that even though all Lamedtes Melachos are really lumped together as one, l'sasiko melacha, it sounds like one lav and a whole bunch of different se'ifei katan. But really, in the world of lavin, we look at each one of the Lamedtes Melachos as an independent lav. L'may nafkemina, it's negay the karbonos chatos with halomos, sugis and perakal gadol and masach the Shabbos, but that was very much sugis and say the moya. But the point is, machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, why the Torah singled out, like, svaruesh b'chomosh v'seichem yehem HaShabbos? According to Rabbi Yossi, it was lav. To tell me it's different, all it is an ordinary lav. According to Rabbi Nosson, it's l'chalik, it's regular Chil Shabbos, with Mises, Bezin, and Karas, and Chatas. But it's a chal, it's just for us to understand that each one of the Lavi Shabbos are really separate. So with that introduction, Zokhtimar, hello, Sokhtai Techamidi, you want to know why I need a lav to tell me that Yibum is not doicha the Isuri Arise, because I would have thought that an Asay is doicha lois Asay Shiesh by Karas. I would have learned it from Havara. The Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel and the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught. It says lois Savaru H. Bechom H. Veseichem. Ma Talmud Loimar. Why did the Torah say this? As the Gemara, Ma Talmud Loimar? Right? Beloshim Bitmiya? Ma Talmud Loimar? You're not sure? This is Seder Mayud 101. Either Rabbi Yossi Lelav, either Rabbi Nosson Lechalik. Like we just explained, the Tanya learned to the Bryce, Havara Lelav Yossi to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the reason the Torah singled out lois Savaru H. Bechom H. Veseichem Yem Shabbos is to teach us that it's not like Chil Shabbos, but rather all it is a lav. Rav Nosson said lechalik. No, it's coming to teach us lechalik. But my Rav, as Rav explained, what did Tanit Rabbi Shmuel mean when they said that? Why did the Torah say lois Savaru H. Bechom H. Veseichem? The Tanu Moshav is kakashli. In Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they were telling us something else. They knew the machloik is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson. Rather, what they weren't understanding was why the Torah wrote the word Moshvay Seichem. Loisavaruish, Bechol Moshvay Seichem, Beyayim HaShabbos. What was the kasha? Mecht, Lomazay. Shabbos Chavis Agofi. Shabbos is a Chavis Agof. It's a Chavis Gavro. A person has to keep Shabbos wherever he is. V'chayves aguf noyheges bein baris bein mechutz laretz. You have to do it wherever you are. Is meishavis the kasher rachman of a Shabbos lamali? Why the Torah say meishavis? Meaning meishveisechem means wherever you live. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. You have a havamina not that way? What, there would have been a havamina that the only time you keep Shabbos is if you're on the East Coast? But if you're on, like, what's the chiddush exactly? If it's a chivas aretz, chivas karka, oh, you would have thought maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael, we have kedushas aretz. But being that it's a chivas aguf, what's the chiddush? What would be the havamina that it's something that should be negeya everywhere? So that was what Tanit Rabbi Shmuel was discussing, and says the Gemara, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echa. So there was a Talmud that said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. I'll tell you the pshat, because Lefisha Nemet says in the pasuk, V'chiyah be'ish chet mishpat maves v'humas. If someone's going to be chay misas bezdin, bezdin has a mitzvah v'humas. Bezdin has a mitzvah, can give this person misas bezdin. So shemei ani, I would think bein b'chol bein b'shabbos that this is true on chol, it's true on Shabbos. I mean, if someone's chay misas bezdin, so if it's Tuesday, bezdin will give him misas bezdin, and if it's Shabbos, bezdin will also give him misas bezdin. Ayumani mekan. When Bezdin administers Mises Bezdin, they're being Mechal Shabbos, and it says Mechal Moisumas. So how could Bezdin give Mises Bezdin on Shabbos? They themselves are not going to be Chayiv Mises Bezdin, because they themselves are being Mechayiv. They're being Mechal Shabbos. No, B'Shar Melachos, Chutz Mises Bezdin. Maybe that's referring to a person that's Mechal Shabbos, but not through administering Mises Bezdin. Because if you administer Mises Bezdin, you're kind of mitzvah behumas, and if you're kind of mitzvah behumas, so over there it's not considered Chol Shabbos. Continuing along, oh yeah, no, yeah, fill Mises Bezdin. Maybe no. Maybe when it says Mechalel Mesumas, it means even Mises Bezdin. Umani Mekayim behumas. So what does then behumas mean? says in the Torah, Bezin is supposed to kill if they have to. B'chavalei b'Shabbos. It means nafka during the week. Oyeinoi el afilu b'Shabbos. Or maybe it means even b'Shabbos. What's that next oyeinoi? We're gonna have to wait until tomorrow's daf to see. Talmud loymer loysevaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem. So it says loysevaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem. Ula halun loymer, and it says v'hoyu elo lochem lechukas mishpat ludoiroi seichem b'chol moish v'seichem. This is another pasuk that says the word moish v'seichem. Not moish shavas amurin lahalom b'bezin. Just like that moish v'seichem is referring to Bezin. Look up that pasuk. It's talking about Bezin. Af moish shav. Bebezdin is referring to Bezdin. And it says in the Torah, so the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they were bothered. Why it said in the Torah, it sounds like there's a chiddush that the lav of Loisavaru is Nogeya. It doesn't matter where you are. Of course, it's Shabbos. So Shabbos, of course, is everywhere. Wherever a person travels, Shabbos comes along with him. So what's the Havamina that Shabbos is only in certain places that the Torah would have to say B'chol Moish V'Seichem? L'maskana, the Gemara says, you know what the Chiddush of Moish V'Seichem is? Bezdin. That's the Chiddush. That even Bezdin is bound by Leisavaru Eish B'chol Moish V'Seichem B'yem HaShabbos. Why is that a Chiddush? Because Bezdin has a mitzvah to kill. V'humas. So you would have thought that even though when Bezdin kills, they're being Mechal Shabbos, but maybe V'humas. Keyword is Doicha Shabbos, Kamash Malon, that it's not, and that's why we have Moish V'Seichem. So you could see how this is going to fit into our sugya. This Brice of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, we don't know if in that yeshiva they paskin like Rab Nosson who holds Havar L'chalik Yotzes, or if they paskin like Rab Nosson Havar is Alav Yotzes. Oh, but my lav, it's fair to assume that they held like Rab Nosson, that Havar is L'chalik Yotzes. And if Havar is L'chalik Yotzes, we have a kash at the time of the cause of Rachman Alois. The only reason we know that Bezdin's Vehumas is not Doicha, the Loisavaru, Eish Bechol Moish V'Seichem, is because the Torah wrote the word Moish V'Seichem. But Halav Hachi, had the Torah not written Bechol Moish V'Seichem, Dachi, you would have thought that it would have been Doicha, aye, it's an Asay. And this is a loisa say sheyesh by karis. Oh, it's a raya that I say is doicha loisa say sheyesh by karis. The Gemara says maybe this is the makar that I say is doicha loisa sheyesh by karis. And this explains why we have to come out to Allah. But the Gemara says loy. You only have a raya if you assume that the Tanav Rabbi Shmuel held like Rab Nosson that avar is lechalik yotzes. But loy, I'll tell you Rabbi Yossi that maybe they held like Rabbi Yossi that avar is lelav yotzes. And if they hold avar is lelav yotzes, all it is an ordinary loisa say. That's why you would have thought that the asay of Ahumas is doicha, the ordinary lois asay of lois avaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem v'yoyim ha-shabos. That's why I need a pasuk of moish v'seichem, but this has nothing to do with the sugi in Yevamis of asay being doicha lois asay sheyesh b'ikars. But the Gemara says no. V'tahavanami Rabbi Yossi. Zol zayin it's Rabbi Yossi. Let's say, Abba Eimad Amar Rabbi Yossi, Havar Lalav Yotzes, Havar Greater. So when did Rabbi Yossi say that Havar is Lalav Yotzes? That's ordinary Havar. I mean, if somebody lights a fire on Shabbos, that's what the Gemara refers to as a Havar Greater, regular fire. So over there, Enochinami, all it is a loisa, say, according to Rabbi Yossi. Abba Havar the Bezdin. If we're talking about Bezdin killing someone and doing Havara, there's only one thing that could mean, and that Havara is Chil Shabbos. Not because it's Havara, but because it's Bishol. Bishol Psilohu. They're cooking lead. Rav Sheshes said, Mali Bishol Psilo, Mali Bishol Samonim, that the Isser Shabbos of Bishol is true. If someone cooks Samonim, he cooks different herbs and dyes. That's the Bishol that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. Or if he cooks lead, it doesn't matter what the cooking is. Either way, it's going to be considered cooking. What does this mean? Which one of the Mises Bezdin involved lighting a fire? It wasn't Skila. It wasn't Chenek. It wasn't Saif, right? Skila was, they threw someone off a rooftop. Then they stoned him. There's no Havara, Chenek. It wasn't Saif. What is it? Sreifa. That's what it is. It's Sreifa. How did they do Sreifa? They would light a fire. They would put lead on fire and the person would swallow it. And that's how the person would end up dying. So that's the Havara clearly that we're talking about. That Havara is actually also Bishol. Because lighting the lead on fire is considered a Maisa Bishol HaHalacha. Mechatesi, Rav Sheshes said that. Rav Sheshes said, Mali Bishol Psila, Mali Bishol Saman. So he said that would be considered Bishol. So Saliba de Kulei Alma, the Loisavaru Esh, Bechom Esh Veisechem of Bezdin, is Zichar Chil Shabbos. And still, you see that you need a pasuk of Bechom Esh Veisechem to teach me that it's the Asay of Ahumas, the Asay of Bezdin, administering Misas Bezdin, is not Doicha, the Lot of Shabbos. So you say, Meres, without a pasuk, you would have thought it is doicha. So I say meres asay is really doicha lois asay shneyesh by karas. So if that's the case, where we're going to end today's daf is that maybe we found it. Maybe this is the makar. Maybe we understand why we need olel. Maybe it's true asay is doicha lois asay. I know that from Klein Betzitzis. But maybe asay is also doicha lois asay shneyesh by karas. Where do I see that? I see that from the fact that we need a word moishvoy seichem to teach me that asay of vehumas is not doicha the lois asay of Shabbos, which is yesh by karis because of bishul samanim. The Gemara is going to be doicha this, and then the Gemara is going to wrap up this whole sugya on daf zayin and tomorrow's daf. We're going to stop here a little bit prematurely, and we can speak out a little bit of red. So the topic of the daf, and really the topic of the last three dafin, has been the sugya of asay doicha lois asay. Now, why are we talking about asay doicha lois asay? So just to recap, for the fifth time, it's because we're discussing the first halacha of the Masechta, which states that there's no mitzvah z'yibun b'makam erva, meaning if an erva falls the yibun, there's no mitzvah of yibun. And the Gemara brought a brisa that states the makar to this halacha. It's because it says aleh by the mitzvah of yibum, yavama yavay aleh, and it says aleh by the erva of achis isha to teach me that even b'makam Yavama Yavay Aleh, still there's going to be an Isser Achay Sish. So that if an erva falls the Yibum, there is no mitzvah of Yibum. And the Gemara was bothered with a very, very existential question. And that is time of the Kasav Rachman Aleh. The only reason we're saying there's no mitzvah Yibum by an erva is because I have a drasha. Halav Hachi. However, had I not had a drasha, I would have thought that there is a mitzvah of Yibum. Why? L'chayri Yibum at the end of the day is only an assay. And the Isuri Arayas are all lois asay sheyesh by karis. The in assay, doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis. And that's the sugya trying to maybe find the makar that really assay is doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis. And if we could do that, then we would understand why we need Allah to tell me that the assay of Yibum is not doicha, the lois asay of Arayas. But one thing is clear in the Gemara. This is the backdrop of the whole sugya. That if assay would be doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis, then everything would be great. That would be beautiful. We wouldn't have Daf Dalet, Hey, Vav and Zayin, Masechtas Yevamos. It would be poshut. We would understand the price on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We would know why we need Allah to tell me that if an erva falls Yibum, there's no mitzvahs, that there's no mitzvahs Yibum, because without a pasik, you would have said, Asay Deicha Lois Asay. You would say the Asay of Yibum is Deicha the Lois Asay of Achis Isha and all the Arayas. The problem is that Asay is Deicha Lois Asay, but it's not Deicha Lois Asay Sheyesh by Karis. But Halav Hachi, if Asay would be Deicha Lois Asay Sheyesh by Karis, it would be Pashit that the Asay of Yibum would be Deicha in Svara, the Lois Asay of the Arayas, and it would explain why we needed Drashas. In other words, it's mavur in the Gemara that just like in Kol HaTorah Kula, Asay is doicha lois asay, the Asay of Yibum is also doicha lois asay. It's just that Yibum by Arayas is a lois asay sheyesh by Karis, and that's why the Gemara doesn't want the Asay to be doicha, the lois asay. But be'etzem, the Asay of Yibum is no different than any other Asay, and just like Asays are all doicha lois asays, so too in Svara, the Asay of Yibum should be doicha lois asay as well. Azoy is mavur, klar, from every single line in the sugya that we're learning right now. The truth is, it's even a more mafurish sugya later in the Masechta on Daf Chav. So Daf Chav is one of the daf in the Masechta Yevamos that needs an asterisk. In terms of prominence, in terms of a lot of yesoidis and lamdas in the entire Masechta Yevamos, a lot of yeshivas, when you learn Masechta Yevamos, you start that base in the morning, and second seder very often they'll start Daf Chav, because Daf Chav is very much where a lot of the lamdas in Masechta Yevamos is at. The Mishnah on Daf Chav says that there are certain times where if Yevama falls the Yibon, the halach is you have to do Chalitza, you can't do Yibon. And the Mishnah gives examples of it. One of the examples is a grusha that falls liyibum to a kohen. Meaning, this is a woman that was once divorced. Now she was married. Her husband died. No children. Husband has a brother. Ordinarily, there'd be a mitzvah of yibum. But in the event that the brother is a kohen, being that she's a grusha, so the halacha is there's no mitzvah of yibum. Rather, they have to do chalitza. The Gemara asks that, I don't understand. Why do you have to do chalitza? What's the problem? Why can't they do yibum? The Gemara says, what do you mean? She's a grusha. a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. Zok the Gemara, that's true. Ordinarily, a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. But this marriage isn't an ordinary marriage. This marriage is a mitzvah sase de reis of Yuvama Yavoyola. This is a mitzvah sase of Yibum. It's afraid the Gemara, let the ase of Yibum be doicha, the lois nase of a grusha le kohen edit. Now, the lois nase of grusha le kohen edit is a regular lois nase. It's not a lois nase sheesh by karis. Why is a grusha l'kayin hedyet chayletzas v'loy miseh bemes? Why don't you say that say of yibum is daicha the loy sasei of grusha l'kayin hedyet? And the Gemara says, good kasha. The teretz is a derabbanon gzeira biur rishoyna atu biur shniyah. Because Chazal were afraid that although it's true that the biur rishoyna by every yibum is a mitzvah, but the biur shniyah is already not a mitzvah. So it's true. A biur rishoyna would be okay, because the say of yibum, of the biur rishoyna, would be doicha the lois asay of grusha l'kayin edit. The problem is that's only going to help for the biur rishoyna. It's not going to help for the biur shniyah. Chazal were afraid that if there'd be a biur rishoyna, yezov arayis, nafshin sholodim, mechamdosin, mechamdosin, inevitably there would be a biur shniyah, and therefore the biur shniyah already, you would have the lav without the asay, and it's for that reason that loch is chayletz v'loy misabemes. But it's a mefurish gemara. It's mefurish that we say asay doicha lois asay when it comes to yibum, just like we say asay doicha lois asay by all arayis. In fact, the Gemara held that it's pashit that if a grusha falls the kain head, it's just an example of an asay doicha lois asay by yibum. The asay of yibum for sure should be doicha the lois asay of grusha. Nor of us, it's just because of gzeira biur rishoyno ato biur shniyah that's not the halacha. But ordinarily, we would say asay doicha lois asay. In other words, just like in Kol HaTorah Kula, Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh, it's mavur in the Gemara that the Aseh of Yibum is no different. And that the Aseh of Yibum has the same exact ability and capacity to be Doicha Lois Aseh. Where do you see it? You see it in our sugyo, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and Daf Talit, and Daf Hei, and Daf Vav, and Daf Zayin, and Masechtas Yevamos. Because the Gemara is struggling to understand why we need Allah to tell me that the Aseh of Yibum is not Doicha the Isuri Arayis. But it's only because the Aseh of Yibum is an asay, and the Isur HaRayis is a lois asay sheyesh by karis. The in asay doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis. But if it would be an ordinary lois asay, or if asay would be doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis, then the Gemara would understand why you need Allah. So you see that there's a tchiyah when it comes to the asay of Yibum, and it's even more mefurish on Daf Chaf, because on Daf Chaf you see clearly the Gemara says chay v'ilav and chay letzis v'loy misi abem. It's right. The Gemara, why say asay doicha lois asay, and the Gemara to come on to a derabbanon of gzeira biur rishoyno ato biur shniyah. But without the gzeira of Chazal, you would say asay doicha lois. I say, why? Because I say of Yibum is an I say. And I say always has the ability to be doicha lois I say. So why are we making such a big deal about this? Like, why would you think otherwise? Go through all the sugis and shas. I say is always doicha lois I say. The I say at tzitzis is doicha, the lois I say of shatan is. And in our sugya, we were talking about the I say of Mila being doicha, and the I say of Pesach being doicha, and the I say of Tamid being doicha, and the I say of Ishimai Vav of Tiro being doicha, and the I say of Asuli Mikdash Fishachanti Besoicham being doicha, and the I say of Ahumas, that Bezdin has a mitzvah to administer Misas Bezdin. All these different I says are doicha. So why is it such a big deal? Why are we making such a fuss about the fact that the asay of Yibum you see from the sugyas has the ability to be doicha lois asay? So the truth is, it's a very, very big kiddush, and it requires a little bit of an introduction. That is, there's a Gemara that is a Gemara that we've talked about many times, Be'ezus Hashem, over the years. It's a Gemara that combines and fuses lumdis and machshava. It's an absolute classic. It's a Gemara in Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis and Masechtas Yuma. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gedoyle tshuva shedoycha es lois asay shebetayr." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Tshuva is such a gevaldige mitzvah that tshuva is doycha lois asay shebetayr." How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, "Leimar hein yeshalach ishes ishtoy v'holcha meitay v'hoysa lishacha." If a man would divorce his wife and then his wife would go and marry somebody else, hayoshov eleha oid. Can this man go ahead and remarry this woman? So a man divorces his wife. His wife goes. She's single now. She marries somebody else. Then her second husband divorces her or dies. Can the original husband go and remarry her? Of course not. That would be the worst thing you can do. It's alive in the Torah. It's machse grushasai. Yet, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'at zonis reyim rabim. Klal Yisrael, you were mezana. You sinned. And I divorced you. And you went ahead and you found other gods. And you found other taifas. And you married them. Yet, if you do tshuva of the shayif elayin umashem, I'm willing to take you back. Said Rabbi Yochanan, you see from here, that when a yid sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorces him. And when the Yid sins and finds something else to occupy himself with, he's like the divorced woman that married somebody else. Yet when he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm willing to take you back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machzik rishasai. Fake Rabbi Yochanan, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be machzik rishasai? It's a law in the Torah. You're not allowed to be machzik rishasai. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself be machzik rishasai? The teretz must be gedoyle tshuva. Shedoyches loisasei shebe Torah. Because when Klai Yisrael does tshuva, the tshuva of Klai Yisrael is doyche the loisasei shebe Torah. Azoish. Zogt Rabbi Yochanan in Masechtes Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. The Kappas Tmarim, one of the Kadmoinim, he wrote a sefer from Masechtes Yuma. It's called Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. And in his Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, he brings Makshim Olam. He says, the Welt asks. So this is already in the 1600s saying that the Welt asks. Right? Makshim Olam is a modern sprach. But this is already hundreds of years ago, the Welt was tumbling with this kasha. This is Rabbi Yochanan said, G'doyle tshuva shedoychas loysa seisha b'tayra. As if there's some chiddush in the midst of tshuva, that tshuva ki b'doycha loysa seisha b'tayra. Fake the Welt. Every asay is doicha loisa asay shabatay. It's a sugi we're learning right now. We're learning the sugi of asay doicha loisa asay. Machzik ushasay is a loisa asay. Tshuv is an asay. So of course tshuv is doicha loisa asay shabatay. Every asay is doicha loisa asay shabatay. So where did Rabbi Yochanan see that gedoyle tshuv is doicha loisa asay shabatay? Gedoyle tshuv sounds like there's something very unique and very special about tshuv. That tshuv is doicha loisa asay shabatay. So zok to toys yom kippur in the bal kapis tomorrow. Makshim oilam. May ume the tshuv. So the Kappas Tmarim brings from the Sefer Kesa Nifchar, obviously a Kadmoin, that the Kesa Nifchar said a gewaldige teretz. He said it's true, asay is doicha lois asay. But every asay that's doicha lois asay is when the person that's doing the lois asay is also being mekayim the say. So Ruvein wants to put on a beged. This beged has shatnes. There's also tzitzis on the beged. He's going to put the beged on. He'll violate the lois asay in the Torah of lois silba shanes. But at the same time, he's also being mekayim a mitzvah asay of gedilim tasalach. So his mitzvah that he's doing right now is going to be doicha, his lois asay that he's doing right now of lois silba shanes. But what would be if Reuven's going to do a lois asay? And at that very same time, Shimon's going to be mekayim an asay. Asay doicha lois asay? Of course not. You need the person that's doing the lois asay to also be mekayim da asay. What was the lois asay of tshuva? It's the lois asay of machzir gush asay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced Klal Yisrael, v'holcha v'hoysa l'shachar, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Klal Yisrael back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's being machzir gush asay. Who's being mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva? It's Klal Yisrael's being mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva. Zok Rabbi Yochanan, mitzad the gedorim of asay doicha lois asay, you can't have a situation where one person does a lav and another person does an asay, and that you're going to say asay doicha lois asay. Muzayin tshuva is different. That by tshuva, it's not only if the same person that's doing the lois asay is doing the asay, do we say asay doicha lois asay. But as long as one person's doing tshuva, even another person could be over a lois asay. Thus is a chiddush in tshuva. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, G'doy l'tshuva, shedoicha lois asay shebetar. So this is the beautiful teretz that the Baal Kappas Tmarim brings in his Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, in Yuma Pei Vav Amid Beis, in the name of the Kesef Nivchar, to answer this Makshim Olam, this Welt's Kasha, or what was Rabbi Yochanan? Every mitzvah is doicha lois asay shabatayra. Oh, but the Kappas Tmarim asks two kashas on the Kesef Nivchar. We'll mention the second. That is that true? You're telling me that every single asay doicha lois asay is the pshat, that the person that's doing the lois asay is also being mekayim asay? That's not true. He said, because one of the most prominent sugyas, if not the most prominent sugya of asay doicha lois asay in Shas, is case of Yibum. And it's mavur that the say of Yavama Yavay Aleh, the say of Yibum, is doicha a lois asay shebetayra. Where do you see it? You see it from that Gimel Dalet Hey Vav and Zayin Masechtas Yavamas, that if I say would be doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis, we would understand why you need Aleh. And you see it again on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says Chayvi Labin Chaylatzis V'loy Misya Bemes. Why? Only because of Gzeir B'Rishayna Ata B'Yishniyah. But mitzad the Gdorim of asay doicha lois asay, you would say asay doicha lois asay by Yibum, just like you would say asay doicha lois asay by all mitzvah sase. Freak the Kappas Tmarim. If that's the case, I have a problem. You know what the problem is? He says, who's mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum? Every Yibum, who gets the mitzvah? It says in the Torah, Yavama Yavo Yola. Who has the mitzvah of Yavama Yavo Yola? So the Kappas Tmarim, it's Pasha. It's the man's mitzvah. Yavama Yavah Yalel is talking to the man. It's talking to the Yavam. The Yavam has a mitzvah to go ahead and do Yibum. If you have a Chayve Lavin, or if you have a Lav Sheyesh Baikaris, between a man and a woman, if they engage in this Bia that they weren't allowed to engage in, who's over the Lois Aseh? They're both over the Lois Aseh. It's a Gemara. Ironically, Masechtas Yavam is Tapei Dalet Amud Beis. Om Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. V'chein Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmol. Ish Oy Isha Ki Yasu Mikol Chatoi Sa Adam. Chish V'hakasuv Isha L'ish L'chol Oynchim Shevet Torah. All Lavin, men and women, are the same. So if the man gets an Aveira, the woman gets an Aveira. And if the woman gets an Aveira, the man gets an Aveira. It's Zok the Kapis Tamarim. So if that's the case, how could you say Asei Doich Alois Asei Bayibum? L'chayra, very good, the man, he has an Asei of Yibum to be Doich his Chayvi Lavin. Or his Lav Sheyi. Oh, but the woman doesn't have the mitzvah. All she has is the lav. So she has the lav without the mitzvah. How is she going to have the tchiyah? And yet it's clear in Yevamis that Yevama Yavah Yaleh is doicha lo yisaseh. What do you see from there? That you don't need that the same person that's doing the lav should be mekayim daaseh. And as long as there's a kiyum aseh happening in this maisa, even if it's not the same person that's doing the lav that's be mekayim daaseh, that would be enough to say aseh doicha lo yisaseh. So zok the kapis tamarim, achashtenish the kesef nif. It's beautiful, divrei pichacham chein, but it's not true. It's not oiskehalten because you see that every assay could be doicha lois assay shabbatayra, even if you don't have that. The same person that's doing the lois assay is being mekayim da assay. Where do you see it from Yavamis? Because in Yavamis we say assay doicha lois assay, and it's true both for the man and for the woman. And bishlami, the man, he has an assay to be doicha his lois assay, but she doesn't have an assay to be doicha her lois assay. And afal pi, can you see that there's a sugi of assay doicha lois assay? It's muchach that for assay doicha lois assay you don't need the same person doing the lav to be mekayim daaseh. If that's the case, it's a rop the case of nichkeres chasha, and it's hodja kushi l'duchte. What was Rabbi Yechonon's chiddush that gedayel tshuva shdoicha loisaseh shebetayra? L'chayra every assay is doicha loisaseh shebetayra. Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote Hagois on the Kapis Tomorrow, and he wrote Hagois on the Sefer Tos Yom Kippurim as well. So just to have an idea of who the Kapis Tomorrow was, we all know who Rabbi Kiva Eger was. We know less about the Kapis Tomorrow, but Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote Hagois on the Kapis Tamarim Svarim, so that tells you everything you have to know. And Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hagois on the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, he has one comment on this Gemara. And in his comment, he says that the Tosfos Yom Kippurim asked the Bamba Kash on the Kesef Nifcha, but he made one Hanacha that I'm not sure where he got. He said that by every Yibam, it's only the Yavam that gets a mitzvah, but the Yavam is not Mekayim a mitzvah. Kiva Eger said Mechitesa. I don't know how he knew that. How did he know in Svara that Yavam or Yavah Yaleh is only the Yavam's mitzvah and that it's not the Yavam's mitzvah? Maybe just like the Yavam's Mekayim a mitzvah, the Yavam is also Mekayim a mitzvah. And he says, Ube'emes, Kvega talking, Keimot Sasi B'Sefer Pnei Yeshua, Amasechtis Ksubas Daf Mem, that Toich Tvarev, you can look it up, it's there. In the middle of a shtickle, the Pnei Yeshua says, it's Poshet, that the mitzvah saseh of Yibum is not only the man's mitzvah, but it's the woman's mitzvah as well. So if that's the case, said Rabbi Kivegas Mefurish in the Pnei Yeshua. So he says, La'oyvam the kesef nichkas gerach, that you never say aseh doicha lois aseh if the person that's doing the lois aseh is not being mekayim daaseh. And that's the chiddush of gedoy l'tshuva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the machzor gushasai, and Klai Yisrael is the one that's doing tshuva. Ah, you have a kasha from Yibum? Yibum, the woman is being mekayim a mitzvah, just like the man is being mekayim a mitzvah. Azoy zok Rabbi Kivegar, this was his comment on the Kapis Tamarim, Tos Yom Kippurim, and Mesechtes Yuma da Pei Vav on the base. In other words, we seem to have a machloikis achroinim. The Kapis Tamarim on the one hand, Rabbi Kivegar and the Pnei Yeshua on the other hand, whether the mitzvah of Yavam or Yavah Yalel is only the man's mitzvah, or whether it's the woman's mitzvah as well. So the truth is, let's think about this a second. Poshit. Without looking in Svar, if someone would ask you, the mitzvah of Yibum, is it the man's mitzvah or is it also the woman's mitzvah? So just a few thoughts that come to mind immediately. Number one, Yibum is a mitzvah saseh she'in azman gerama. Mitzvah saseh she'zman gerama nashama pturais. Abi Yibum is a mitzvah saseh, has nothing to do with zman. It's a mitzvah saseh she'in azman gerama. So if it's a mitzvah saseh she'in azman gerama, so based on that, l'chayr you think that women are chayv. You can argue that maybe the mitzvah of Yibum is a sif katan in the mitzvah of pru urvu. And pru urvu, women are potter from. So maybe you can make the argument that women should be potter from the mitzvah of Yibum as well. Now, Yibum is a certain type of pru urvu, the Ramban and Parshas Vayeshev, but that's already ein lanu esek ben estaris. Maybe we're being derish time of the Quran already, but for sure it's an ishus to a mitzvah. And if that's the case, and maybe it has a shaykhus to pru urvu, and if we have a din kloli, that women are potter from Pru Urvu, so maybe that would make sense that women should be potter from Yibum. But then you could start tying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, he's the Tan and Chas that holds women are chayv in Pru Urvu. So based on that, maybe you could argue women would be chayv in mitzvahs Yibum as well. So it should be telling the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike and the Chachamim. guy here. But the truth is, it's even more pashut. Because look at the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Yavama yava yale. The pasuk's talking to the yavam. So if the pasuk's talking to the yavam, b'chayr, it sounds for sure like it's the yavam's mitzvah. And the emes is, if you look in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yibam v'Chalitza, the Rambam says, mitzvah ha'aseh min ha'Torah, she'yiyabim adam eshes achiv me'aviv. Be'min ha'nesuin, be'min ha'erisin, emes b'loy zera, she'nemer, uve'nein lo yavam ha'yav ha'yoleh. The Rambam sounds like he's talking to the man. Mitzvah ha'aseh min ha'Torah, she'yiyabim adam, that's the man, eshes achiv me'aviv, his brother's wife. It sounds for sure like we're talking to the man. And if you want to take it even a step further, the Minchas Chinuch, so we know at the end of every single mitzvah, not the Minchas Chinuch, the Chinuch himself, so he discusses, right, some of the very, very fine pratim of the mitzvah. Is it negei men, women, bezman hazeh, bezman habayis? So at the end of mitzvah's Yibum, says the Chinuch, quote, v'noy heges mitzvah zu b'chol makayim u'b'chol zman b'scharim. What does he mean, b'scharim? It's a man's mitzvah. It's not a woman's mitzvah. How did he know that? It's pashut, because it says in the Torah, Yavama Yavah Yolah. And that's for sure where the Kapis Tamarim was coming from. Pashut reading the pasuk. It's not mitzvah, say, shas mangaro, ain't as mangaro, it's pashut. The Torah said, Yavama Yavah Yolah. Torah's talking to the Yavam. Torah set up a case, a situation, a maisa, mitzvah, something happened. And now we have to know what to do. The Torah says, Yavam, go ahead and do a maisa bius, a dina mitzvah. Torah didn't say anything about the Yavam having a mitzvah. It's mashma that way in the Rambam, it's Befurish in the Chinuch. So the emes is, Rav Tzvi Eiger, Tain is on the Kapis Tamarim. Hechetes, it's the man's mitzvah. Maybe it's the woman's mitzvah. V'chema tzasi b'pnei Yeshua k'subas tafmem amar alef. I think Muscho Rishon, al Rav Tzvi Eiger v'apnei Yeshua, l'hovi arayu, to explain, what's the basis to say that this would be a woman's mitzvah and not merely a man's mitzvah? But the emes is, could be there's a more pashut teretz, but it's Befurish in the Haflah. The Hafla, Rabbi Shalach Sam Sofer, in Mesechtes Ksubas, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. This is the middle of a shtickle. We once spoke out the shtickle for a different reason, but the Hafla has a very, very big yisoid. The Hafla over there is talking about the mitzvah Birchas Kayanim. So there's a mitzvah that the Kayan has. It's the Kayanim's mitzvah. Right? So if somebody asks you, Birchas Kayanim, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Whose mitzvah is it? Of course, it's Pashut. It's the Kayan's mitzvah. Zok the Hafla. Nirla Nias Daiti Pashut. Just like there's a mitzvah saseh for a koyein to be mevarech es Yisrael, hocha nami ikka mitzvah saseh li Yisrael lehizbarech min ha-koyhanim. This mitzvah saseh for a Yisraelim, non-koyhanim, to get gebenched from koyhanim. Just like there's a mitzvah, it says mefurish in the Torah, Daber al Aharon v'Albon v'Leim or Koyis of Aruchas B'nei Yisrael. Torah is talking to the Kohen. There's no shaila who the Torah is talking to. But when the Torah told the Kohen, go ahead and be Mevaruches Yisrael, the Torah also told the Yisrael, make yourself available so that the Kohen could go ahead and bench you. V'chein matzinu b'chol mokrim, says the Afla. It's a big Yisoy. Afal gafte b'Torah ena mefurish atzivui el ala oisa. Very often the Torah will tell the oisa to do something, but it's implied and it's understood that if the oisa needs to come on to someone else to be able to do this mitzvah, that the Torah is not just talking to the Oysa, the Torah means you too. Because at the end of the day, the Oysa can't do it without you. Ha-mitzvah al-shneim. It's always giving me on both. And he said, I'll give you one marshal. Kigoyim b'yavam, like a yavam. It says, yavam ha-yavah yaleha. Ha-mitzvah ha-seh gam oleho. The mitzvah's on her as well. Teida, I'll prove it to you. Don't come, ha-bivam ha-stavchav. The doich ha-loysa ha-seh. Freit ha-flo, ve-hechi ha-veris ha-loysa ha-seh. Yem ein ha-mitzvah oleho. How could it be she's over on the loysa if she doesn't have the mitzvah? Come on, she goes to the beginning. Daf me-malof. Must be. It's mefurish that's the way it is. Then ironically, the flaw says, shuv matzasi mefurish b'sefer charedim. So not Charedim. Shekosav Kain, Shasei Nami Al Yisrael Lizbarach. That Charedim says Mefurish, that the mitzvah Birchas Kainim is not only on the Kayin, but it's also on the Mizbarach. About Kaponim is Mefurish and the Hafla. The Hafla said that the mitzvah Birchas Kainim, even though the Torah is talking to the Kayin, the Torah also means the Yisrael, because if the Yisrael wouldn't make himself available to get the Bracha, then it would be impossible for the Kayanim to be able to make the mitzvah. And what's his Raya? His Raya is Yavamis. Because you see by Yavamis, the mitzvah is on the Yavama just like it's on the Yavam. How do you know it's on the Yavama? Rab Kivegis Taina, the Kasha of the Maxima of the Kesef Nif, the Kasha of the Kapis Tamarim. Because you see that Aseh is not Doich Alois Aseh unless the person doing the Loisa is Mekayim Aseh. And yet Aseh is Doich Alois Aseh when it comes to Yibum. Muzayin, that she also has the mitzvah. But where does she have the mitzvah? You're going to tell me because it's a mitzvah Aseh, she ain't as manga Roma? The Torah says Yavama Yavayavah. The Torah is talking to the Yavah, it's not talking to the Yavama.
Elamai, it's Muchach, that she has the mitzvah. But where does she have the mitzvah? Zoktafo, Zaini Yisoy. But that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that we have the Pnei Yeshua and Rab Kiva Eger and the Hafla, Gedoyle Achrein, who all said the same thing. They all said that even though in the Torah it says Yavama Yavayaleh, and it would be mashma that it's only the Yavam's mitzvah, but really the Yavama has the mitzvah as well. Mi idach gisa, mi tzad sheni. We also have the sheet of the Kapis Tamarim, where the Kapis Tamarim says, no, Yavama Yavayaleh is only the Yavam's mitzvah. Yavama Yavayaleh is not the Yavama's mitzvah. It's mefurish in the Chinuch. Nayheges mitzvah zu bescharim. Clearly, it's only the Yavam's mitzvah. It's not the Yavam's mitzvah. It's very mashma that way from the Rambam, because the Rambam more as a poisek halacha lemaisa when he lays out the mitzvah. He says mitzvah saseh ala adam sheyabim esha zachir. It doesn't say anything about she having a mitzvah. So from the Rambam and the Mechas Chinuch Nemzon and Mitzvah Aleph, that the Rambam sheet is like the Chinuch. That seems like the Rambam sheet is also that it's only the Yavam's mitzvah. It's not the Yavam's mitzvah. At the risk of taking this a little bit too far, just I saw a tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Chan Inspector, the Kovner Rav. He brings a half of the Geraya from the Cheshbon HaSugya that we've been learning over here in the Sugya of Asei Doichel Lois Asei to one of these two Tzadim. And that is the Gemara in Daf Hei, when it was trying to prove whether Asei Doichel Lois Asei or whether Asei, trying to find another Makar to Asei Doichel Lois Asei. So I brought a Makar from the fact that it says in the Torah, Upas Zekonim Lo Yigalecho. It says, Upas Zekonim Lo Yigalecho, that a Koyen is not allowed to shave his beard. Yet, a Koyen Mitzayra is supposed to cut all the hair on his body, even his beard. So you see that the Asei of Mitzayra is Doicha, the Lois Asei of Upaskanam Loyagalecho. So the Gemara attempted in the Cheshbon of the Gemaras that we're learning, like this is Kedai, that you see from here that Asei is Doicha, Lois Asei. But the Gemara says no Raya. Why? Because the Lois Asei of Upaskanam Loyagalecho is a Lav She'ino Shavu Bakoyel. The reason it's a Lav She'ino Shavu Bakoyel is because only men have the Lav of Upaskanam Loyagalecho, as opposed to women don't have it. So it's true, you have a Makar from here that Asei is Doicha Lav She'ino Shavu Bakoyel, but this wouldn't be a Raya that an Asei could be Doicha, even a Lav that's Shavu Bakoyel. Zok Tosfos. But one thing for sure, you see from here that, from Zakanoi, that an Asei would be doicha, a lav, she'en shava bakoil, from the fact that the assay of teglachas mitzayra is doicha the lois nasei of a pas konam loigalech. Says Toysus, if that's the case, it should emerge a chiddush. What's the chiddush? A koyin has a lois nasei of a pas konam loigalech. But at the same time, a koyin also has an assay of kedoshim yiyu to make sure that he observes all the mitzvahs of kayan. So Toysus says, it comes out that from Zekana, you see not only that an asei is doicha a lav shein neshava bakal, which is obvious because asei is doicha every lois asei, but it's also doicha a lois asei vasei shein neshava bakal. Meaning, asei is doicha lois asei, but it's not doicha lois asei vasei. Abazak Toysvis, from Zekana we should learn that even though asei is not doicha lois asei vasei, but a lois asei vasei shein neshava bakal, that an asei should be doicha. Abazak Toysvis, that's what should come out. Frey Toysis, if that's the case, I have a few kashas. One of the kashas that Toysis asks is from the Sugyan Yavamas Tavchav. The Gemara over there is discussing what happens if an almana would fall a yibum to a kohen gadol. An almana would fall a yibum to a kohen gadol. So, no kohen's allowed to marry a grusha, but a kohen's allowed to marry an almana. A kohen gadol had a special isser that he wasn't allowed to marry an almana. What would happen if almana falls to a kohen gadol? So the Gemara says, Choyletzis v'loy misyabemes. So the Gemara, why? It's pashit. Because ein asei doicha lois asei vasei. The asei of yibum can't be doicha the isra almana l'kohen gadol. Because the isra almana l'kohen gadol is a lois asei. Kohen gadol is not married an almana. It's also an asei because the kohen gadol has to marry a besula. So it's a lois asei vasei. Ein asei doicha lois asei vasei. In other words, just to clarify the point, grusha l'kohen hedyet, the Gemara said, is chaylatzis v'loy misya b'emes, even though asei really is doicha lois asei, because of gzeir b'ir rishayin, ought to be a shniya. It's a din d'rabbana. But almana l'kohen gadol, zok the Gemara, over there, the reason it's chaylatzis v'loy misya b'emes is not mid'rabbana gzeir b'ir rishayin, ought to be a shniya. There it's midairaisa, because the asei of Yibam doesn't have the ability to be doicha the lois asei v'asei of almana l'kohen gadol. Great, it's a kasha, I don't understand. The Gemara says that Asei of Yibum can't be doicha the loisa say vasei of Amon al-Kohen Gadol. Half of a fellow. Amon al-Kohen Gadol is a lav she'in a shava bakoil. Who has the Isra Amon? Look, only a Kohen Gadol. That says, Lav She'en Eshava Bakoil as it gets. It's only Negei. The Gemara said if it's Negei men and not women, it's an Eshava Bakoil. This is where it's only Negei of the Kohen Gadol. He's the only one that has this Lav. This is his exclusive Isra. So it's a Lav She'en Eshava Bakoil. Why don't we say that from Upas Kodom Lo Yigalechu, you see that an Asay is Doicha Lo Yisasei Vasei She'en Eshava Bakoil. And if that's the case, the Asay of Yibum should be Doicha, the Amon of the Kohen Gadol, Mitzad Asay being Doicha, Lo Yisasei Vasei. Say she'ena shava b'kol azoy freik toisves paskonam lo yichalechu zolois asay k'toshim yiyu is an asay. And yet you see the tiglachas mitzayrus doicha the lois asay v'asay. The reason we don't stole that suit to call a terakulo is because the Gemara said it's a lav she'ena shava b'kol. So you only have a raya that asay is doicha lois asay v'asay when it's ena shava b'kol. Now we're shava b'kol. Okay, toisves, I'm no problem. I'll concede that point. But hamia where it's ena shava b'kol, I do have a makar that asay is doicha. So freik toisves every yibum should be doicha al manal kain gadol mitzad asay doicha lois asay v'asay because al manal kain gadol all it is a lois asay v'asay. So vazok the Gemara chelesis let me say abemis midayra. So by Chayvi Lavin we had to come on to Xero B Rishana to be a Shneel. Oh, but by Chayvi Lavin Vasin, it's Poshit why it's Chayletzis Vlemis Yabemis. Because they not say Doicha Lois, I say Vase. Frey Toises, why not? It's a Lav Shein Eshava Bakol. And by Lav Shein Eshava Bakol, let's say it should be Doicha Lois, I say Vase. We should learn it now from Skona. Frey Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. He says, I don't understand. If Reb Kiveger, if the Achroinim are gerecht, that the only time that the mitzvah of Yibum is only Negeya, the Yavam. And it's not Negei, the Yavama, the sheet of the Kapis Tamarin, and the sheet ostensibly of the Rambam, and for sure the sheet of the Chinuch. It's only the man's mitzvah, not the woman's mitzvah. So what's Freik Tosfos Akasha? You want to know why the assay of Yibum is not Doicha the Lois assay v'assay of Amor L'Kohen Gadol, Hagam Amor L'Kohen Gadol is a Lav She'en Eshava Bakoil? I'll tell you why. Because the assay of Yibum is also Ein Eshava Bakoil. Because it's only Negei Yisharim, it's not Negei in the Kavis. And that's Poshit Zok Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, that the whole Maila of Eino Shavu Bakoil and Tchiyo is Avifel Da Asei is Shavu Bakoil, and the Lav, or the Lois Asei Vasei is Eino Shavu Bakoil. So there we would say that even though ordinarily Asei is not Doicha Lois Asei Vasei, but if the Asei is Shavu Bakoil and the Lois Asei Vasei is Eino Shavu Bakoil, over there it would be able to be Doicha. But what if the Asei is Eino Shavu Bakoil, just like the Lois Asei Vasei is Eino Shavu Bakoil? Then it's Hodor Dina, it's a regular Asei, Lois Asei Vasei, the Eino Asei, Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. Right? The Eino Shavu Bakoils cancel each other out, just to simplify it. You have an Asei on one side, a Lois Asei Vasei on the other side, the Eino Asei, Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. So Rabbi Yitzchak, it's poshut, that the whole Maila of Asei, where it can be Doicha Lav She'en Eshava Bakol, even where it's a Lois Asei Vasei, is a Vifel that Asei is Shava Bakol. So I have an Asei that's Shava Bakol, that's a Maila and Asei. The Lois Asei Vasei, as much as Lois Asei Vasei is a huge deal, up it's Ein Eshava Bakol, no. Good, so over here Asei can be Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. But what if the Asei is the Zelba Ein Eshava Bakol, it's the same Chesor of Ein Eshava Bakol. So it's Pashit, it should be no different than a regular Asei that can't be Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. Yet Toysis was bothered tremendously with this Kasha. So Zokrav Yitzchak Chana, mid the Hiksha Toysis came. From the fact that Toysmus asked this kasha, and Toys made a huge deal about this kasha, it's poshut, it's mefurish to me, said Rabbi Yitzchak Chana, it's half of a fell. This is an Ein Yitzchak, Madura Tinyana, Evena Ezra, Simon Samich Beis, Anaf Aleph. But either way, this is where this piece is. So Zok Rabbi Yitzchak Chana, that it's poshut from Toys' kasha, that Toys held that Yibum is Shavu Bakoil. And if Yibum is Shavu Bakoil, must be women Achayev and Yibum, just like men Achayev and Yibum. And this is a raya to Rabbi Kiveger, and to the Pnei Yeshua, and to the Afla, and maybe to the gracious Svara of the Afla, that even though the Torah is only talking to the Yavam, it's not talking to the Yavama. It says Yavama, Yavah, Yalev. But at the end of the day, Yavam can't do the Yibum without the Yavama. And because the Yavam can't do the Yibum without the Yavama, so that means the Torah is essentially telling the Yavama also, Yavam, you have a mitzvah, and Yavama, you have a mitzvah as well. And even though it's not Mefurish talking to the Yavama, but it's implied that it means the Yavama as well, and that's why the Yavama is going to end up having the same mitzvah that the Yavam has. But the bottom line is, we started the sugya, and we said that it's mefurish in the sugya of Asei Doicha Lois Asei in the beginning of Yevamos, and it's even more mefurish on Daf Chav, that just like we say Asei Doicha Lois Asei with all mitzvahs, we say Asei Doicha Lois Asei when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum as well. And then we said, what's the chiddush, Shavad? You always say Asei Doicha Lois Asei. Why would Yibum be different? The Teretz is a big reason why Yibum would be different. And that is because Yibum, there's mokim to say that the mitzvah of Yibum is only the man's mitzvah. But the Isner, any Yisurei Pia that's going to take place b'shas Yibum, will be the man's mitzvah and it will be the woman's mitzvah. And maybe the only time you say Asei Doicha Lois Asei is when the same person doing the Lois Asei is also doing the Asei. But if one person is doing the Asei and the other person is doing the Lois Asei, Maybe that's not going to be the case. So there's a greater side to say that even though ordinarily I say, maybe Yibam is different. Because by Yibam, there's an inherent issue. And that is, maybe it's only the Yavam that's doing the mitzvah, not the Yavam. And if that's the case, maybe you can't say, Oh, but the Teretz says it's Mefurish, you do say, by Yibam. And what's Taked of Shah? And what emerges from the G'dayli Achrayinim is that you have to say one of two Chedushim. There's one of two Chedushim that you're Mechuyiv to Shpar. From the fact that you say, when it comes to Yibam. Other Achidish in Yavamis, other Achidish in Asay Doichaloisase. The Chidish in Yavamis would be that just like the man has a mitzvah, so too the woman has a mitzvah. Kimavur Breb Kiva Eger, and in the Pnei Yeshua, and in the Hafla. That you would have to say it's not just the man's mitzvah, it's also either Torah has Yavama Yavah Yalev, but being that the Yavama is needed in order to do the mitzvah, so it's as if the Torah is telling the Yavama, you have a mitzvah as well. Oye Shloimar, another way you can go is to say a Chiddush not in Yavamas. Maybe the Yavama doesn't have a mitzvah, but to say a Chiddush and Asay Daichalois Asay. Like the Kapas Tamarim said in his Tais Yemi Kippurim in Yuma Daf Pei Vav in the base. And that is that although it's true that in this Dechiyah, it's only the man that has the mitzvah, she doesn't have the mitzvah, but at the same time, being that there is a Dechiyah taking place, there is a mitzvah that's happening at the same exact time that she's doing this lav, this is not just an ordinary loisase that's taking place, but this is a loisase that's happening b'shas maisa, with where one of the parties is being mekayim a mitzvah, and maybe that would be enough to say, asay doicha loisase, other achidish in yavamis, other achidish in asay doicha loisase, but either way, achidish. And that was the point, that even though mitzad asfar, you'd say, of course you say asay doicha loisase, don't you always say asay doicha loisase? No, there's grace of chedushim going on over here. I will stop here.